Chapter 35. Ron drove from the school to Celeste's house. Anna heard his squeaking approach and saw the delight that spread across Angel's face. Celeste got up and ran downstairs to change like a lovesick schoolgirl. What was happening to her house? He came and went like some storm that you could hear approaching and then had to clean up after. Angel was running towards the picture window to look out. Anna waited in her chair at the kitchen table. She lifted the fly swatter and smacked it down at some imaginary bug. If only she could eliminate him the same way. Before the doorbell rang, Angel was pulling the door open. Ron scooped her up into his arms and kissed her. She squealed with delight. Anna said, "Can't you do something about that squeaking?" "I tried. They told me that old Fords get that way, but there was nothing wrong with the car. It isn't dangerous," he tried to reassure her. Anna didn't answer. Danger wasn't the only consideration. It was embarrassing to have the neighbors hear the squeaks and say, "Oh, Ron's on his way." She wouldn't give him that satisfaction of saying it to him, but she had said it to Celeste. Celeste hadn't cared. She opened the door to the basement and came into the dining room. She embraced Ron. They kissed softly. Anna scowled. They did that right in front of the baby. Who knew what else they had done in front of her? "Would you like to go for ice cream and to feed the ducks after dinner?" said Ron. "Yes," squealed Angel. "You shouldn't tell her that before dinner," objected Anna. "Now she won't eat anything." "If you want ice cream, you have to be a member of the Clean Plate Club," said Celeste. "Ron already said that we could." "Well, if Ron said," repeated Anna, barely staring at Celeste. "Let's go into the yard," said Celeste.